The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter number 2, text number 27, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on April 28, 2011, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 2, Ajamiyo, delivered by the Vishnu Duttas. Text number 27.
Taigi, šiandien skaitam Šrimad Bhagavatam, šeštąją giesmę, antrąjį skyrių, kuris vadinasi Vishnu Duta išgelbėja Ajamilą, 27. tekstą.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Dik.
Dik.
Mam.
Mam.
Vigarhitam.
Vigarhitam.
Sadvi.
Sadvi.
Duskritam.
Duskritam.
Kula.
Kula.
Kajalam.
Kajalam.
Hitva
Balam
Satim
Ya
Aham
Surapim
Asatim
Agam
Din Mang Digarhitang Sadvir Duskritang Kula Kajalam
Duskritang Kula Kajalam
Hidva Balang Sating Yohang
Hidva Balang Sating Yohang
Surapim Asatim Magham
Surapim Asatim Magham
Hin Mang Vigarhitang Sadvir
Hin Mang Vigarhitang Sadvir
Duskritang Kula Kajalam
Duskritang Kula Kajalam
Hidva Balang Sating Yohang
Hidva Balang Sating Yohang
Surapim Asatim Magam
Surapim Asatim Magam
Dikvam
Dikvam
All condemnation upon me
Visi prakeikimai man
Visi prakeikimai man
Vigarhitam
Vigarhitam
Condemned
Condemned
Pasmertas
Sadvi
by honest men.
Duskritam, who has committed sinful acts. Kulakajalam, who has defamed the family tradition.
Kuris sumenkino šeimos tradicijas.
Hitva.
Hitva.
Giving up.
Atmesdamas.
Balam.
Balam.
A young wife.
Jauna žmona.
Satim. Chaste.
Skaisha.
Ia. Ia.
Who.
Kuris. Aham.
Aham.
I.
Aš.
Sarapatim, with a woman accustomed to drinking wine.
Su moterimi pripratusia vartoti alkoholį.
Asatim, unchaste.
Neskaisčia.
Agam, I had sexual intercourse.
Užsiminėjau seksu.
Translation and prayer board by Srila Prabhupada. Alas, all condemnation upon me. I acted so sinfully that I degraded my family tradition. Indeed, I gave up my chaste and beautiful young wife to have sexual intercourse with a fallen prostitute accustomed to drinking wine. All condemnation upon me. Report. This is the mentality of one who is becoming a pure devotee. When one is elevated to the platform of devotional service by the grace of the Lord and the spiritual master, One first regrets his past sinful activities. This helps one advance in spiritual life. The Vishnudutas had given Ajamil the chance to become a pure devotee. And the duty of a pure devotee is to regret his past sinful activities in illicit sex, intoxication, meat-eating, and gambling. Not only should one give up his past bad habits, but he must always regret his past sinful acts. This is the standard of pure devotion.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganitam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Ladita Shri Vishakan Vitam Shcha.
So sometimes one may think that becoming Krishna conscious means you just forget everything in the past and just be happy. That's all.
Kartais gali žmogus pagalvot, kad kai tampi Krishnos, kai ateini į Krishnos sąmonę, tai užmiršti visą praeitį ir tiesiog būti laimingas.
But it's not like that.
Bet nėra taip.
This is very clearly stated by Prabhupada.
Labai aiškiai čia Prabhupada atskleidžia.
The mentality of one who is becoming a pure devotee. So we come out of sinful backgrounds. We are trying to be devotees, but we're not very pure. So how does one then make the transition from being an impure devotee to becoming a pure devotee?
Ir kaip tada žmogui padaryti tą perėjimą iš netyro į tyrą atsidavusį?
Srila Prabhupada is saying here that this is the duty.
Ir Prabhupada čia sako, kad tai yra pareiga.
This is the mentality of one who's becoming a pure devotee.
Taip turi mąstyti tas, kuris nori tapti atsidavusį.
He greatly regrets his past sinful acts.
Jis labai stipriai gailisi už savo praeities nuodėmes.
Just see with how much emotion Ajamil is regretting. He says, alas, all condemnation upon me. That's very intense. All condemnation upon me. So this is the humble mood, contrite mood of someone who is actually becoming a pure devotee.
Contrite
means repentant or, you know, regretting his sins.
Tai tokia yra žmogaus, kuris nori tapti atsidavusiu nuolankiai ir, kaip pasakyti, atgailaujantį būseną.
Another point here in the second sentence is, when one is elevated to the platform of devotional service by the grace of the Lord and the spiritual master.
Ir antram sakinį sakoma, kad kai jau žmogus pasiekia tą atsidavimo tarnystės lygį viešpaties arba dvasinio mokytojo dėka.
In other words, coming to devotional service is actually a gift.
Kitaip sakant, kad ateiti į atsidavimo tarnystę tai yra dovana.
It's not a mechanical thing that you can do by your own endeavor.
Tai nėra kažkoks mechaniškas dalykas, kurį gali padaryti savo pastangom.
Even the Christians say it's not by works, it's by grace.
Net ir krikščionys sako, kad ne darbais, bet malone.
We require the mercy of Guru and Krishna to elevate us beyond the platform of sense gratification. Of course, it doesn't mean you don't do anything. You take that mercy of the spiritual master in Krishna and then you act on that mercy. You take advantage of it.
Jūs priemate viešpaties ir dvasinio mokytojo malonę ir veikiate atitinkamai, kad pasinaudoti ją.
And the first thing to do is regret your previous sins.
Ir pirmas dalykas, ką reikia daryti, tai gailėtis už savo nuodėmes praeities.
If you don't regret them, that means you're still attached to them.
Ir jeigu nesigaili dėl jų, tai reiškia, vis dar esat prie jų prisirišęs.
You want to think back in your mind and think, well, that was a lot of fun. I kind of enjoyed that.
Jūs prisimenat savo mintise, o, buvo visai smagu, man tai patiko.
No, you have to cut with the sword of knowledge. It's not funny. You have to cut with the sword of knowledge your attachment for your previous sinful activities. Otherwise, you remain attached to them. And you will not make advancement on the path of bhakti. You will not become a pure devotee. You remain in karma chakra. So, along with the rule, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, is also the rule, you must regret your previous sinful activities. So that means you may remember them also. It's not Maya to remember your previous sinful activities. If you remember them with regret, then that is actually very good for your spiritual progress. As Prabhupada says, he must always regret his past sinful acts. What a rascal I was. So then the question is, well, what about things I do wrong now, if I'm offensive towards a devotee, or I... What about things I'm doing now wrong? Should I regret those also? Of course. This applies to regretting anything that you, any mistakes that you've made in Krishna consciousness. We should always be very thoughtful and analyzing all of our activities. We have to always study our own behavior in the light of the wisdom we receive from Guru, Sadhus, and Shastra. So we can figure out what am I doing right and what am I doing wrong. If I do the wrong thing, you see, that's hurting my spiritual progress. I shouldn't proudly think that I'm a pure devotee. I should understand I'm a fallen soul, I'm a rascal. And somehow or other, Guru and Krishna have been very kind to me to give me this pathway back to Godhead. So let me be very careful that I don't do the wrong things. I don't think bad thoughts. I don't speak offensive words. And I don't engage in sinful acts with my body. In this way, if one is very careful, just like someone who's shaving with a straight-edge razor, if he's careful and he's expert, he can get a very good shave. So the path of pure bhakti is like a straight-edge razor. We have to be very expert in dealing with it. We see many big stalwarts in the path of bhakti. They fell down, bewildered by the material energy. So what to speak of little pipsqueaks like us? Pipsqueak, little teeny-weeny devotees like us. How careful we have to be. All we can do is beg the mercy of Krishna and Guru. Please save me from my sinful mentality. Please bless me with pure bhakti. My dear Guru Maharaj, please save me from my illusion. Please give me the intelligence how to always remain fixed in purely in devotional service. If you pray like that, what do you think will be the result? You think Guru and Krishna will not reciprocate with your prayer? If you pray for pure bhakti, they will definitely reciprocate. Because that is the desire we are supposed to have. All other desires are rejected. But one desire is retained, and that is the desire for pure devotional service. So we should cultivate that desire. And if we don't have the desire for pure devotional service, we should desire to have the desire for pure devotional service. And if we don't desire to have the desire for pure devotional service, we should desire to have the desire to have the desire for pure devotional service. And if we don't desire to have the desire to have the desire for pure devotional service, then we should desire to have the desire to have the desire to have the desire for pure devotional service. So in this way, somehow or other, connect with the process of pure devotional service. Do not remain a stubborn fool, thinking you're a big shot in this material world. Then nobody can tell you anything because you know everything. Do not cheat yourself. Do not hurt yourself by false pride. Become a humble devotee of the Lord in accordance with Lord Chaitanya's order. Trinadapi sanichena taradapi sahishnina amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. One should consider himself to be lower than the straw in the street. He should be more tolerant than a tree, ready to offer all respect to others, without expecting even a little tiny bit of respect for himself. In such a state of mind, one can chant Hare Krishna 24 hours a day. But if I don't have this humble mood, what will be the result? I won't have taste for the name. I'll find this Hare Krishna chanting to be a painful, mechanical, boring process. I won't relish the name. But if you have this humble mood, then the name will be so sweet. When you say Hare Krishna, it'll be the sweetest nectar. Just like a big, huge club jamun. Krishna. Spreading out oceans and oceans of gulab jamun juice. Krishna. Those two syllables contain more nectar than the entire universe can hold. So if we're not relishing the nectar of the name, what does it mean? It means we're puffed up. We're not humble. So why should we cheat ourselves by false pride? Why be a stupid fool when you can be a learned Brahmin? And derive the sweetest nectar every time you chant Krishna's name. So we encourage everyone to try to develop this humility. Don't think you're a big shot. Always remember you're just a little pipsqueak. Tiny little particle of dust. Very meek and very humble one should feel. In this way Krishna will recognize you. If you do not seek honor and distinction,
jeigu jūs nesiekiate garbės ir išskirtinumo,
and you instead want to give all honor and distinction to Krishna, Guru, and Vaishnavas,
bet norite visą šlovę ir visą, kas geriausiai duoti Krishna atsidavusiam,
you will become the most honored and the most distinguished person in all the three worlds.
Tai tik tada tapsite pats gerbiamiausias ir išskirtiniausias žmogus visame pasaulyje.
So the key is, don't try to get respect.
Tad esmė tokia, kad nebandykite gauti pagarbą.
Always try to give respect.
Bet visą laiką stengitės kitus gerbti.
And this way your heart will be filled with unlimited bliss.
Ir tada jūsų širdis prisipildys begalinės palaimos.
You'll be full of knowledge.
Turėsite daug išminties.
You'll be full of love.
Būsit kupini meilės.
Your heart will be overflowing with so much love it can flood the whole universe.
Ir širdis judėt tiek bus meilės, kad galės visą visatą užpildyti.
So this humility, as we see in Ajamila, is very, very important thing. Always remember this repentant, humble spirit of Ajamila and try to develop this mood yourself. Alas, all condemnation upon me. This is the spirit of a pure devotee. Regretting his previous sinful acts. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Klausimas yra toks, kad kol, kaip aš suprantu, kad kol nepasiekėm transcendentinio lygio, tai nenori atliksim grubes kažkokias klaidas, nuodėmes, principų nesilaikysim ir panašiai. Tai klausimas, ar geriau pasiekti pirmą tą transcendentinį lygį, paskui priimti iniciaciją, ar visgi pirmą priimti iniciaciją?
My question is that, and as far as I understand, until we come to the transcendental level platform, we cannot stop sinful activities, more or less. So, should we first come to transcendental level by Prabhupada's mercy and then take initiation from the spiritual master, so that we wouldn't fall down, or we should take the initiation even before we come to the transcendental?
No, you should. Once you're fixed in avoiding the sinful activities and chanting 16 rounds, you should take an initiation immediately.
Kai įsitvirtinat 16 ratų kartuot ir 4 principus, tai tame jau esat įsitvirtinęs, tada jau iniciaciją iš kart reikia.
It's like getting in, if you want to become educated, you enroll in the university. Some preliminary qualification is required to show that you're academically qualified. You have to be a high school graduate with good grades. So you may think, well, if I enroll in the university and the courses may be too difficult, I may fail the courses. Maybe I shouldn't enroll.
Bet jeigu jūs galvosit, kad o, aš bijau užsiregistruoti į universitetą, įstoti, nes galbūt bus per sunku mokintis, tai geriau gal aš vis nestosiu.
Maybe I should do some studying to become learned, so then I can enroll in the courses and not fail.
Galbūt prieš tai man geriau neįstojus pastudijuoti ir paskui jau įstoti, kai aš jau biškai bus susipažinęs.
That's a waste of valuable time.
Bet iš tikrųjų tai iš laiko švaistimas.
Go ahead and enroll in the university and study hard and you'll succeed.
Paprastas dalykas, tiesiog reikia įstoti universitetą ir sunkiai studijuoti ir pavyks.
One of my greatest laments is I didn't take the advantage of the surrender to Prabhupada earlier in my life.
Mano vienas iš didžiausių dalykų, dėl kurio aš gailiuosi, kad anksčiau Prabhupada atsidaviau savo gyvenimą.
Why I didn't surrender earlier? I was a fool.
Turėjau galimybę anksčiau atsiduoti, bet neatsidaviau, buvau kvailokas.
When he was intelligent, he surrenders, he takes initiation as early as possible.
Tas, kuris yra išmintingas, jis iniciaciją priima kuo anksčiau.
let me chant 16 rounds and follow the principles and make sure I can maintain that, and then I'll take initiation as soon as possible. Because when if you take initiation properly, then you, Prabhupada says you become immortal from the very moment of your initiation. You achieve immortality. One should, if one is intelligent, he will take that as soon as possible. And that is intelligence. What's the advantage of postponing it? And once I make the vow, then I cannot deviate. That will help me to make progress. Here's how you can understand it. What is the basic principle of Krishna consciousness for making all decisions? The basis of all decisions is this: you should accept whatever is favorable for your Krishna consciousness and reject whatever is unfavorable for your Krishna consciousness. So is getting initiated favorable for Krishna consciousness or is it bad for Krishna consciousness? What is the answer? Favorable. So then one should take it. If it's favorable for Krishna consciousness, one should accept it. That is the principle.
Klausimas toks, kad reiškia, matom, kad iš praktikos, kad būna priemo bakti iniciacija ir net kažkokie knygų platintai lyderiai ir panašiai. Ir po kurio laiko tai pasirodo, kad nebesugeba toliau laikytis, ar tai nėra dirbtinas atsižadėjimas, kažkas tokio, ne?
The question is that from practice we see that many devotees, even big preachers or something like that, after some time, after initiation, they cannot maintain those vows. So is it not an artificial renunciation, and wouldn't it be better to wait until we're actually fixed in those principles and then accept?
Actually, to become fully fixed, you require the spiritual master. If you think, I'll become fully fixed up, and then I'll get initiated, but you, to get fully fixed up, you require, being fixed up is called the nishta stage.
Jeigu jūs galvojat, kad pirmą įsitvirtinsiu, o paskui priimsiu iniciaciją, tai tai neišeis, nes kad pasiekt tą įsitvirtinimą, kuris vadinamas
nishta. If you study the stages of bhakti, it's shraddha, sadhusanga, bhajana kriya, anartinavritti, nishta, ruchi, asakti, bhava, and prem.
Jeigu jūs pastudijuosit tuos visus lygius atsidavimo tarnystės.
To be a fixed-up devotee who's no longer influenced by the modes of nature, that's called the nishta stage.
Kad pasiekti tą transcendentinį lygį, kai jau kūnas neveikia, tai vadinasi nishtos lygis.
The only way you can get there is if you have initiation.
Bet vienintelis būdas ten patekti, jeigu turi iniciaciją.
So if I think, well, I'm going to wait till I'm solidly fixed up before I take initiation.
Ir jeigu žmogus galvoja, kad aš dar palauksiu, pasieksiu tokį lygį, tada priimsiu iniciaciją.
Well, I wonder, guess how many millions of births she will take.
Spėkit, kiek milijonų gyvenimų užims.
Because you can't achieve nishta without going through bhajana kriya first, initiation.
Nes tos nishtos negali pasiekti, nepraėję bhajana kriyos, kuri reiškia iniciaciją šventą.
Man įdomu, kokia yra, mes dieną kalbam, kad kaip svarbu yra dvasinį mokytoją priimti. Man įdomu, kokia yra patirtis, pavyzdžiui, Brahmačarijoje, šventykla yra kaip dvasinio mokytojo atstovas, dar dvasinio mokytojo nėra, tuomet jisai pilnai papūsto šventyklos autoritetą. Man įdomu, kokia yra padėtis pagal šį Prabhupadą, kokia yra šventyklos padėtis mokytojo, kuris gyvena namie, kuris ar šventykla, ar jisai gali tiesiog vietame apmoktui, ar šventykla yra jam kažkoks
autoritetas,
ar kažkokia, nu, kokia funkcija šventyklos yra.
Klausimas toksai, kad gyvenantiems Brahmačarijos šventykloje, tai autoritetas yra dvasinio mokytojo atstovas, šventyklos autoritetai jiem paklūsta, bet kaip su tais žmonėm, kurie gyvena namuose, ar jų autoritetas, ar šventykla irgi jiem autoritetas, ar jiem dvasinis mokytas, ar kas autoritetas?
Jo.
The question is that when Brahmachari is living in a temple, it is quite obvious that temple authorities are the representatives of the spiritual master for them. But what about the family people who are living outside? Is it also the same principle that the temple is authority for them, or a spiritual master is directly authority?
Actually, the spiritual master is the direct authority of every single one of his disciples. And he wants his disciples to work cooperatively under the direction of the local ISKCON leaders.
Ir jis nori, kad jo mokiniai, nariškas bendradarbiautų ir vietinio lyderio, kaip sakant, būtų pavaldiniai.
The householders living on the outside, they are not, even though they are financially independent from the temple.
Ir šeimos žmonės, nors ir gyvena nešventykloje, finansiškai yra nepriklausomi nuo jos.
They are not to be independent spiritually from the temple.
Bet dvasiškai jie neturėtų būti nepriklausomi nuo šventyklos.
They should also work in cooperation under the direction of the local leaders.
Jie turėtų bendradarbiauti, vadovaujami tų vietinių lyderių.
For example, how many householders here are giving regular monthly donations to this temple? Who come to who attend here? How many are giving regular monthly donations?
Pavyzdžiui, iš jūsų šeimos žmonių, kurie esate ir čia, nu, dalyvaujate, kiek iš jūsų aukojate kas mėnesį šventyklai?
Anyone know the statistics?
Ar žino kas nors statistiką?
There, everyone gives monthly. Everyone, all the householders are giving. All everyone living in the outside, earning money, they're all giving a monthly donation to support the temple or not?
Ar visi duoda paaukojimus?
They're not. That means they're neglecting their duty.
Tai reiškia, kad tie, kurie neduoda, tai nevykdo savo pareigos.
There was an attempt to open a new temple, but it's sitting there and half finished, you see.
Yra bandymas naują šventyklą pastatyti, bet taip ir nedasistato.
So whether one is living in the temple or living outside of the temple, one should still work under the temple authority as a cooperative member of the spiritual family to make the temple a success.
Tad ar žmogus gyventų šventykloje, ar ne šventykloje, vis tiek turėtų bendradarbiauti kartu, kad būtų sėkminga viskas.
So, going back to review it, actually every disciple is directly under the authority of his spiritual master.
Grįžtant į pradžią, tai kiekvienas mokinys yra tiesiogiai dvasinio mokytojo.
At the same time, the spiritual master requests the Brahmachari and Grihastha disciples to work cooperatively under the direction of the local leadership.
Dvasinio mokyto pavaldinys tiesioginis, bet vis tiek jisai nori, kad jie visi, ar tai šeimos žmonės ar Brahmachari, vadovautųsi vietinių autoritetų.
Because that's how the more someone may think, well, I don't like the local leaders, I just gonna practice independently.
Kažkas gali galvoti, man nepatinka vietiniai lyderiai, tai aš praktikuosiu atskirai, nepriklausomai.
Well, they can do that, but it's not easy to do that.
Jie tai irgi gali daryti, bet tai nėra lengva.
If one becomes independent, he may find he's not able to observe Mangalarti every day at home.
Jeigu jis nepriklausomas taps, jis pastebės, kad gali ir Mangalarti namuose rytais.
The more we can work together, we get strength.
Ir kuo labiau mes bendradarbiausim, tuo daugiau jėgų turėsim.
One stick you can easily break.
Vieną lazdą lengvai galim perlaužti.
But a big bundle of sticks you cannot break.
Bet didžiulį kuokštą tų pagaliukų ne.
So everyone, householder, brahmachari, sannyasis, vanaprasthas, everybody should come as close together as possible and work together cooperatively to please Prabhupada.
Ir visi šeimos žmonės, vanaprasthas, sannyasis, brahmachari turi susėti kartu ir bendradarbiauti, kad patenkintų Prabhupada.
It's good for our Krishna consciousness.
Gerai, tai ir mūsų asmeninį Krishna sąmonę.
And it's good for the movement.
Ir taip pat judėjimą.
you try to be Krishna conscious on your own, all I can say is may Krishna help you. It's very, very difficult to be Krishna conscious on your own. I don't like the devotees, so I'm just going to do it on my own. Let's see how long you can chant 16 rounds and follow the principle. If you're very advanced, yes, one can do that. But how many of us are that advanced we can do that? We see that it's very rare that somebody's that advanced. Therefore, we should stick together as a spiritual family as much as possible. Not just around the spiritual master, but also around the local temple leadership. Because they are representing the spiritual master. One disciple says, Srila Prabhupada, when you are not present, how will we know when you are pleased? Prabhupada said, the GBC and the temple president are there. So, the GBC man and the temple president, they are representatives of the spiritual master. So, if you can serve nicely in accordance with the directions of your temple president and your GBC man, then you're pleasing your spiritual master. Any other questions? Yes?
You said that if somebody is very advanced, they can make it. Maybe they can make it, but we can see the example of Bharat Maharaj in the Bhagavatam. He was on the
Bhava stage. Huh? He'd come all the way to Bhava platform and
Bhava
he didn't make it.
Still they fell down.
Yeah,
so
that's
where we are.
That's what I'm saying. Translation. If even Bharat Maharaj didn't make it, what's our position? Other questions? Yes, Gayatri.
What to do if you are chanting a holy name but there is no taste?
Try, even if you are not getting any taste, you try to chant in such a way that Krishna will get taste. You may not be enjoying, but try to chant with love to Krishna so he will enjoy your chanting. And then, when Krishna enjoys your chanting, you will find the chanting to be very, very enchanting. When you give pleasure to Krishna by your chanting, then you will relish unlimited pleasure in chanting. So don't you chant for your pleasure. You chant to give pleasure to Krishna. And then you will dive in an ocean of unlimited bliss every time you chant Krishna. So you will do that? Very good. Okay, next question.
What is transcendental level and where it begins?
The transcendental platform means beyond this material, the material modes of nature. The grossest darkness is tamaguna. And when there's a little bit of light, that is called rajaguna. And there's even more light, that is called sattvaguna. And then when all the tinges of passion and ignorance are removed from sattvaguna,
Ir tada, kai visos kruopelytės tos tamsos panaikinamos,
then one achieves the transcendental platform, Shuddha Sattva.
Ir ta sattva visiškai ištyrėja, tai žmogus pasiekė tą transcendentinę Shuddha Sattva.
Next question.
Next question.
Pavyzdžiui, o jeigu batas jisai sako, jisai galvoja, jisai tik sako, kaip ir vaidveidiauja, aš, kai jisai pasimama su sielvartu, ką jisai blogai padarė, jisai galvoja, jisai sako, kad tik visi prakeikimai at manęs sugriūtų, bet jeigu batas širdyje galvoja, bet bat po to bus pačiam nemalonu, bet pačiam bus labai skauda.
Už tas nuodėmes?
Aha. Ar tokiu būdu tas baktas gali tapti atsidavęs, vyras?
Jeigu jisai gailisi tų nuodėmių dėl to, kad bijo, kad jam bus kažkas blogiau.
Aha.
Bet maniau.
Taigi klausimas toksai.
Vaidinam.
Jisai nuo širdžiai gailisi, bijo, ne? Ta prasme, kad jam bus blogiau. Taigi klausimas toksai, kad jeigu tas baktas jisai gailisi tų nuodėmių ne dėl to, kad jos pačios savaime blogos, bet dėl to, kad jisai laukia, kaip sakant, bijosi tų kančių, kurios jį užgrius už tas nuodėmes. Ar toks žmogus, jisai irgi skaitosi kaip kandidatas, tylius atsidavusius?
So the question is, if that kind of person that we are reading about, if he is repenting, not because he did bad things, but because he is afraid of the reactions of the suffering, and therefore he is repenting, so is it also considered a candidate to pure devotional service?
If he is lamenting for what purpose?
For the purpose that he is afraid of suffering for those sins he has committed in the past.
Ah. No, just to be afraid of one's karmic reactions, that is not enough to become a pure devotee.
Ne, vien tik bijoti savo nuodėmių pasiekmių, to neužtenka, kad jau būti ir atsitavusiu.
That means he's still thinking of himself, his own happiness and enjoyment, his own suffering and happiness.
Tai vis dar reiškia, kad jis galvoja apie pačios savo kančias ir džiaugsmus.
He's still self-centered.
Jis vis dar yra savanaudiškas ir jis yra susikoncentravęs.
Many people will do that. It's called prayaschitta.
Daug žmonių tai daro, tai vadinama prayaschitta.
They will do atonement activities to free themselves of the reactions of their previous sins.
Yeah, atliks tam tikrą atgailą, kad tam tikrus veiksmus, kurie išperka nuodėmes.
Because they don't want to suffer the reactions for their past sins.
Dėl tos priežasties, kad nenori kentėti tų nuodėmių reakcijų.
So they may neutralize the karmic reaction from the sinful activity.
Ir jie gali neutralizuoti tas pasekmes.
But what is the difficulty?
Bet kokia problema lieka?
They have not uprooted the tendency to commit sin from their heart.
Jie dar neišrovė tos tendencijos atlikti nuodėmę iš savo širdies.
The only way you can uproot the tendency for sin from the heart is to develop bhakti.
Vienintelis būdas tą troškimą daryti nuodėmės išraukti, tai įsijaukyti bhakti.
So that is the real, only real solution you have to become pure devotee of Krishna.
Ir tai yra tikrasis sprendimas, vienintelis, tapti tyru Krishnos atsidavusiu.
Just as Ajamiyo, he not only regretted, but he surrendered himself to Krishna.
Kaip ir Ajamiyo, jis ne tik atgailėjusi, bet ir atsidavė Krishna.
Does that answer your question?
Ar atsako į tavo klausimą?
Okay, good. Mataji in the back there.
Ne tai, kad ne visi patenkinti, bet kažkokie.
Ne visi, bet keletas vis tiek taip pakritikuoja.
Nepasitenkinimą reiškia.
Jeigu mes atliekam asmeninę tarnystę, sakoma, mokytas sako, kad jeigu baktai patenkintas, o šventraštis sako, jeigu baktai patenkintas, tai ir Krišna patenkintas. Bet kas tada, jeigu mes atliekam tarnystę ir kažkurie baktai nepatenkinti, sakykime, ar tai reiškia, kad Krišna nepatenkintas, ar nebūtinai, kaip tai atskirti?
You have mentioned that we can understand how much Krishna is pleased by how much devotees are pleased. But sometimes when we do some service, some devotees are not pleased for some reason or other.
That means they're in the modes of nature.
Tai reiškia, kad jie atsidavę, kurie nepatenkinti, yra gamtos būnuose.
Some devotees are tamasic, some devotees are rajasic. That's why you have to find the advanced devotees. That's why you need a spiritual master. You see? And then you, by pleasing Guru and pleasing the advanced devotees who are fixed beyond the lower modes of nature, then you can get an understanding if you're pleasing Krishna and them. Just like the neophyte devotee, he may want to sleep late in the morning. He may not want to get up for Mangalarti. So if you wake him up, he may become very angry. Does that mean that Krishna is not pleased because the devotee was angry? You have to choose your association wisely. You need a spiritual master. And you need the association of senior devotees. And then you can understand if you're pleasing Krishna. But with neophytes, it would not be very clear. Yes.
Taigi klausimas buvo toks, kad paskaitoj minėjo mokytas, kad tiksliau šventraščiuose Prabhupadas sako, kad Krišna tol nepriema tarnystės iš žmogaus, kol jis negauna išvertimo, bet kaip tada suprasti tos žmonės, kurie ateina nauji, jie lyg ir tarnauja, patiria kažkokias dvasinę patirtį ir taip toliau tobulėja, tai kas tą tarnystę priema tada?
Prabhupada, you have said that Prabhupada is saying that until we accept the spiritual master initiation, the Krishna does not accept service.
But that's what Prabhupada directly states in the Nectar Devotion. That's right.
Taip, Prabhupada tiesiogiai pasako.
So what about those people who are new people coming and they're doing some service and looks like they are advancing and feeling some kind?
Yes, when Krishna accepts to a certain extent.
Krishna priima, bet iki tam tikro laipsnio iš jų.
But not. It's not fully accepted.
Bet tai nėra dar pilnai priimta tarnystė.
In other words, you can make advancement before initiation.
Kitaip sakant, jūs galit pažengti prieš iniciaciją.
And what is that advancement?
Ir kokia ta
pažengti? You can advance to the point of accepting initiation.
Iki to lygio galit pažengti, kad jau būsit pasiruošę priimti.
That is also advancement.
Tai yra taip pat pažanga.
The first step is shraddha or faith.
Pirmas žingsnis tai shraddha, tikėjimas.
And one is not initiated at the shraddha stage.
Ir tame lygia dar žmogus negauna įšventimo.
The second stage is sadhu sangha.
Tada jau sadhu sangha.
One is not initiated at that stage.
Ir net tame lygia dar ne.
So before initiation, you can advance through those two stages.
Ir prieš iniciaciją dar tuos du lygius praeisit.
And if you want to go beyond the first two stages of bhakti, you want to the higher levels, then you have to have initiation.
Ir jeigu norite tada kilti aukštesnius bhakti lygius, tai tada jau iniciaciją reikia.
By taking initiation, then you, which is bhajana kriya, then you can go to the next stage, is anartana vritti. You actually clean all that dirt out of your heart. Some people argue, but I saw some initiated devotees fall down and do nonsense. That wasn't because of the initiation. That's because they didn't take the initiation seriously. That's all. They just didn't take it seriously. They took it like a joke. Or a show. The one who actually takes initiation seriously, I've taken the spiritual master as my supreme authority in my life. I've accepted his order as my very life and soul.
Ir jo nurodymus kaip savo visą gyvenimą ir sielą.
So one who actually accepts initiation properly, that person will never fall down.
Tas, kuris iš tikrųjų teisingai priema šventimą, jis niekad nebus.
And then by the mercy of the spiritual master, that all that dirt becomes cleaned out of the heart.
Tada mokyto dėka visas tas nešvara iš širdies išsivalo.
One develops actually becomes a fixed up devotee.
Tada žmogus iš tiesų įsitvirtinęs.
Who will never fall down.
Niekad nepuola.
I've been practicing Krishna consciousness for 40 years and I've never fallen down.
Aš 40 metų praktikuoju Krishna sąmonę ir nepuoliu.
Actually, before that, but I got initiated 40 years ago. And I get up for the morning program every day. I strictly follow the rules and regulations. Because I took initiation very, very seriously. I have made these promises to my spiritual master. So there is no question in any circumstance that I can ever break my vow. So if one takes initiation in that way with full seriousness, just like a chaste woman who accepts the wedding vow and always remains faithful to her husband, the chaste disciple accepts the spiritual master and never deviates even for a minute within his thoughts, words, or deeds from his spiritual master. In the heart of such a person, the anartas become cleaned away. He achieves the first step is that the anartas become subdued, they become deactivated, neutralized. That's called the nishta stage. And then the holy name becomes sweeter than the sweetest honey. That's the ruchi stage. And then one becomes so attached to Krishna that a team of horses couldn't pull you away from Krishna. You're completely attached to Krishna. You can't, no one could rip him out of your heart. He's just solidly glued to your heart, and that's the sakti stage. And then you achieve the bhava stage. That's when all the contamination, now it was neutralized at the nishta stage, and now it's completely removed from your heart. At the bhava stage, Krishna actually reveals himself. You see Krishna within your heart. And then when you become completely, absolutely, totally purified in the prema stage, then you have constant, direct loving exchange with Krishna at every minute. So if you want to get to that point where you're directly having constant intimate exchanges with Krishna, then you have to get initiated. If you want to experience actual taste for the name, you have to be initiated. A non-initiated devotee, sure, he gets taste for the name. He gets a little sample taste. But if you want the full meal, then you have to be initiated. A little sample will not give you sufficient diet. If you actually want to get the full meal, then you have to be initiated. So that answer your question? Okay, this little Gayatri again.
How can I come back to Krishna as soon as possible?
Ah, very nice question. That question is so wonderful. Oh, Krishna. How can I come back to Krishna as soon as possible? You simply have to call out his name with love. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then Krishna will come running. If you call his name with love, he'll come running and he'll become fully manifest. Next question. Milda.
How to develop that sincere humility?
The way how to develop sincere humility. You have to practice it. Just like anything else that you practice to become good at it. Just like you want to learn how to play a guitar, you got to practice it. So humility is something you can practice also. It means give all respect to others without expecting any respect for yourself. Is that easy to do? No. Very difficult. But practice it. Do it as much as you can. When somebody says something that disturbs your false ego, instead of erupting, you know, control yourself. Train yourself to be more eager to hear than you are to speak. The person who is qualified to speak is the one who is the most expert at hearing. People who don't listen to others but just shoot off their mouths, they're not qualified to speak. Be very respectful to others. Always hear what others have to say. In this way you will develop qualities of humility. Which one?
About Krishna, we can understand how Krishna is pleased with our service by seeing how we please the devotees. And so I'm just thinking, question was also that some devotees get pleased and some is not. So how to take that?
Klausimas čia buvo iš praeito klausimo, kur klausėm, kaip nuspręs, kada Krishna patenkintas ar pagal atsidavusius. Tai esmė tokia, kad jeigu tu tarnauji ir kai kurie atsidavę patenkinti, o kai kurie ne, tai kaip tada suprasti, ar Krishna patenkintas?
So are you asking why some devotees are pleased and some why some are displeased?
No.
What are you asking?
Your answer was that the person, devotee who may be passionate, so they may not be pleased.
Right. Yes. So what's the question?
The question is this now. Seeing the example, sometimes a devotee may make mistake and the devotee may be corrected. So we may not like it and we may think that person is not good. So how do we understand that? And remembering the story of... You want to translate before I say the story?
Ir esmė tokia, kad sakykim, kažkoks atsidavęs kažką daro blogai ir už tai jį gali pataisyti kitas atsidavęs ir jisai gali galvoti, kad jis blogas, ta prasme, kad jisai taiso ir panašiai.
I already explained if the...
Can I finish it, please? So the story that I was reflecting on is that the... reflecting on the story of that aunt and that boy.
Yeah.
She was always very pleased for all his nonsense also. And what was the result?
Yeah, but she was rajasic tamasic, Devi.
And that's okay.
That's the point.
Yeah.
She wasn't a qualified person to represent the pleasure or displeasure of the Supreme Lord.
This is an example, crude example.
Yeah. Can I understand from the example? You can understand from the example that aunt was not the qualified person.
Yes, so those devotees who are not very happy about the service they're done, are they in the rajasic or tamasic reward?
It depends.
If something is not done correctly and the neophyte devotee is corrected or chastised, would it say that the devotee is in a mode of passion or ignorance?
Which devotee? The one who does the correcting?
Yes.
It depends.
Okay. It depends.
If someone is properly instructing according to what Prabhupada has taught, then that's actually beyond the modes of nature.
But to the neophyte devotee, that may not be pleasing.
it's not the neophyte's pleasure and displeasure. He doesn't understand Krishna's pleasure or displeasure by his own pleasure or displeasure. He understands by the pleasure or displeasure of those who are Prabhupada and those who are purely representing Prabhupada. Do you understand?
But for the example you gave, that's...
This is missing everyone. You have to let the translations happen.
Mirti ir jisai nukando ją jausi, nu, ta prasme, pasigydamas jai, kad jim blogai auklėjai. Ir esmė tokia, kad kartais neofitus atsidavusius pataiso, vyresnis atsidavęs, ir tas neofitas gali galvoti, kad tuo, tas, nu, jam tai nėra malonu, va, tas pataisimas, ir galvoti, kad tas atsidavęs, kuris pataiso, yra radžiasnis, tamasnis ir panašiai. Ir moktas sako, kad čia priklauso nuo įvairių situacijų, ta prasme, kad gali būti ir taip ir taip.
In other words, someone might think, oh, this person wasn't pleased with me, therefore they are no good.
Kažkas gali galvot, o, ta žmogus nepatenkintas mano tarnystė, todėl jis niekam tikęs.
It's like sometimes one of my neophyte disciples may be chastised by Guru Mata here.
Kad pavyzdžiui, kažkuris iš mano neofito mokinių gali būti, kaip pasakyti.
And they may say, well, Guru Mata is bad. She's a neophyte. She doesn't understand anything. She's in the modes of nature. She doesn't know anything. But I've seen practically that my wife is very advanced devotee. And if she represents Prabhupada's pleasure and displeasure very nicely, I've seen.
Ir aš mačiau, kaip jinai Prabhupados malonumą arba kančią atstovauja labai teisingai.
So if you're pleasing her, you're in good shape.
Bet jeigu jis ją patenkina, tai geroj formoje.
If you're displeasing her, you're in bad shape.
O jeigu nepatenkina, tai blogoj formoje.
That's what I've seen in my experience with seeing this person.
Tai ką aš pats mačiau.
I'm using it as an example.
I'm not seeing my example.
Humility, is it?
I'm not sure.
So does that answer the question?
But how the devotee who does the service has to see the mood of the devotee who corrects and the devotee who is pleasing. Feels pleasure of any kind of sort of devotee. Like, suppose I have cleaned the dishes and puts away, but the dishes are dirty. Suppose that in the dirty kitchen, and one devotee said, oh, very nice. She has done such a wonderful job and everything is clean. But then the senior devotee comes and sees that the dishes are not clean inside, not done well. And they chastise. So who is correct and who is wrong?
Translated.
Klausimas toksai praktinis, jeigu, sakykime, pavyzdžiui, yra indeliai viešpačių išplauti ir kažkas ateina atsidavęs ir pagiria, o kaip tu gražiai išplauji, bet tada ateina kažkoks kitas vyresnis atsidavęs ir mato, kad jie netaip jau gerai išplauti ir apibara, sako, kad visgi nelabai gerai išplauji, tai kuris yra teisus, ta prasme.
The devotee who found fault is right and the devotee who flattered is wrong.
Tas, kuris pamatė trūkumą, yra teisus, o kuris tik tai pataikavo, jis neteisus.
Actually, that's why Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, the flatterer is my worst enemy. In Bombay one time, when there was a Bhagavatam class, and the devotee in the class, who was giving the lecture, he said that if somebody is my fault finder, then I should invite them to move in with me.
Bombėje vienas atsidavęs davė paskaitą ir sakė, jeigu kažkas mato mane, nu, mane pastovi barą, tai aš turėčiau su juo kartu gyventi.
Ar tokiu atveju neužtektų tiesiog pasitikslinti pas autoritetus, ar jie patenkinti ir ne, o neieškoti baktų, kurie manim patenkinti ir nepatenkinti, bet konkrečiai paklausti savo autoritetų konkrečiai ir būtų aiškiau.
Ar negeriau tokiu atveju nueiti pas savo galutinį autoritetą ir paklausti
tiesioginį
autoritetą ir paklausti, ta prasme, nu, kažkokioj situacijoj, kas teisus, ar iš tikrųjų Krishna patenkintas ar ne?
So, wouldn't it be best to go to your... authority,
direct
authority, and ask if such situation happens, did I actually wrong or correct?
Yes, when in doubt, consult guru or higher authorities. Yeah.
Taip, jeigu yra abejonės, tai reikia į guru arba vyresnius autoritetus kreiptis.
It's already over time. It's so many questions. One from the back here.
Jeigu mokytojas gyrė, tai reikia man sunerimti, kad kažkas su manim negerai.
If the spiritual master glorifies me, does it mean that there is something wrong with me?
The spirit, actually, there is something wrong with you. But the spiritual master is trying to encourage you that actually you can become a good, fixed up, pure devotee. He wants to encourage you. So sometimes he will say, oh, my dear disciple, I'm so pleased with you. I'm so very pleased with you. He's doing that to encourage you. And sometimes he'll say, you rascal, stop that. Either way, it's his mercy. So you have to be, you can't think, wow, when Guru Maharaj flatters me, then I like Guru Maharaj very much. And then Guru Maharaj chastises, oh, then I don't like Guru Maharaj. The disciple, actually, Prabhupada one time said, the disciple who was chastised, who was more chastised, he is advanced. So actually that is the special mercy, the one who becomes more chastised by the spiritual master. They are the most fortunate disciples. So we'll stop here. There'll be a program tonight in Vilnius. And tomorrow night also in Vilnius. So we thank you all very much for your participation in this movement. But always remember to regret all of your past sinful activities. Because this is very, very important for you in order to become a pure devotee. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Achyula Bhai.